just want to make sure we, okay, we have signal. Good.
Lexi, my goodness. Oh, that was another one.
Thanks for watching. Yeah,
thank you for reminding me.
Just pass this around to whoever's talking. Or just in the general direction.
No, it has to be, it has to be pointing in this direction, especially.
No, but we would just move it around. So if you were talking, you would hold the mic. Then you would be, then people would hear you no matter where you were on the table.
No. No. Get a book and put that up. I want to sleep here tonight because I got the spot. This is the place. This is the place to get, we're going to open up. So I got interviewed by the LA Times about the Dean Camp. Yeah. And it was on that conversation that I figured out, during that conversation, that I had to gestalt. So it was extraordinarily good timing. And, you know, and we really seemed to get it, too. It was a good conversation. Well, I think that we can, now, Jessica, we're recording, right? Or we're at the quick section. Maybe we should put this a little bit further back so that we can get consistency, because that's where it's been every time. And one of these times, we got to put on the to-do list. I've got the to-do list on the screen. We're going to put Michael Feldman in here, too, because he's going to be doing that demo. He's not here yet. And also, one of these weeks, we better get a better microphone. What? Get it out. Let's see it. Oh.
Hey, Tom.
What? It wants to connect to a multi-mode.
No.
It's just a telephone.
Oh,
you need that kind of
thing. Right. Well, really, the ideal situation would be to have five microphones and a mixer, and be able to, you know, put a microphone there, drop from the ceiling, microphone to drop, and not a unidirectional one, but one with some dispersion, so that no matter what part of the room, so you don't need an audio engineer to run it during the thing. That, you know, should be one of the requirements. But, what?
I mean, that's
not
a lot of sound.
What?
That. That's
oh, you get a lot of sound. So
well, you're getting a lot of sound, but and also it's kind of like, I if you want to leave them permanently like that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't.
Like, just.
But, you know, having one microphone, I've been told basically that all anybody can hear is my voice, and if Jay sits here, maybe Jay's voice can pass by there. Oh, really? That would be Betsy's vibe from home. So, I don't know if anybody's listening. Is anybody on the IRC?
Yeah.
So we've got a really great list of things to talk about. Right? I'm going to wait on the politics and the internet thing because I think Jim Boyd's going to be here. We have Joe Costello. Jim, you want to raise your hand? Did I get his head? No, Joe. Joe, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Joe was a speechwriter at Dean for America. And that's where I met him, up there in Burlington. And logs, internet, office, hold on, but at some point you're talking. There's already a lot of people that say, right? Who else we got? You're a new guy? Who's actually in the network? He's a cool. I was about to say just a student. He's it all. Okay, for the rest of the evening, I would introduce yourself. You have to say, I'm just, I don't know where you are. Just so Julia feels good. Harvard, you're a student here at Harvard? Cool. Is there anything specific about Harvard that you need to talk about tonight? Well, maybe I should start right there and say that we need to, you know, open that up to people who want to push back on that. So, basically, we're more or less all of us are bars. Almost all of us have our bars. And the premise is that any, and sort of an online, we are sort of an online community. But I say sort of because it's an open thing, so you don't have to be in any way linked to. There's no formal thing that says you need to kind of body up the run, you have to be a partner or any of that kind of stuff. So it's sort of a community. And then communities, it seems like it's a good idea for virtual communities to actually meet face to face every once in a while. But that sort of enriches the whole thing. So when you started doing these communities, it's been about a year. Anybody else been here the whole time?
Were you here?
Yeah. I mean, I remember you and Josh. Was that the one over in Town Hall? Well, I wouldn't consider that part of the series.
Oh,
right.
Right.
Yeah, that was you. That was a big one. We, but we started, that was in, again, that was just about a year ago, a little bit less than a year ago. We have to be kind of right. So I guess it's fair to say we've been doing it for about a year. And at the beginning, you were doing much more tutorial. Terms of like sort of either show a feature every week, and people were actively learning the new features, you know, in the software, and it was a very productive period from that standpoint. One of the things I'm going to get today is I've been trying to figure out how to loop back to that, so we get some more freshness in that area. But the other thing is we talk about whatever it is we're talking about on our blog, whatever is happening, and that's kind of all the structure we have to do. But it turns out to be pretty good. People come and go. You know? There are some, you know, most people who are working there, most people come every week. But that doesn't mean that they won't be, you know, there won't be a whole other group of people here in 2 months. Yeah. That's how it goes. So, and new people are very welcome. So that's the kind of, anybody want to add? Okay. So, on to the next thing, or the first thing, is designing a product. This is just a random idea. Let me see if I can find the email that inspired this. Oh, yeah, that's nothing. Check this out. Those are the unread messages. Do we have a problem here, folks? I think we have a problem.
It's
you thought that was funny. Yeah. I don't know why. It's, oh, there we go. Okay, this is better. This was the previous thing. Aslam. I couldn't figure out. I figured, but which one? Who was it?
This is funny.
He gave me some grief at one point. I wanted to, but then he's posted some really interesting things. Right, this is what people are talking about. This is what made me think about it, that we ought to get into product design. Why? Because that's what he's doing. So let's just take a look at this message. It's him and Fons Kuista, who's, I think, back in China now. And he was here. Oh, he's on IRC. Great, excellent. What a small world. He's in China right now. He was here. He wanted to get a fellowship from Harvard. And he stayed in the loop. He came to one meeting, made a very big impression, and now is continuing to be part of our community. So the question here was, if you could redesign aggregators, what would you do?
What part of the school?
No, go, 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 go.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's that, for example, you want to read the New York Times and you want to just look at stuff about China.
Yep.
There's a lot of things we need to keep people from exactly trying to do that. Instead of by the color of the search that you want, instead of by what works more than you want, you can use the medical search where you look for the work of Orlando and you just see what it works for the work you need.
Okay, I don't want to go into...
And I want to say one more about it.
But, no, no, I think it's great that you didn't volunteer that, because the thing is, what I want is pop to another level, okay? I want to get an environment created. I don't want to try to do the business plan, okay? I don't want to try to design. Is there somebody else in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, hi,
Michael.
Okay, fine. Okay. I don't want to try to solve the problems then. What I want to try to do is pop up one level, okay? And have a discussion about how we're going to solve the problem, okay? What I'd like to do is get at least part of the design plan. Right? I want to do a feature about how, or at least kick the ball off it, right? You know, in other words, get the process started so that we're actually at the other end of it, come out with maybe not a design, but a requirements list for people who are making aggregators. And then Betsy was telling us here is that to some extent, her company's product already meets some of the needs that we out. But what I want is I want a comprehensive, or as close to comprehensive, sort of a snapshot in time of user wants. What do users want in an advanced aggregator? Right? And so searching is clearly, filtering is clearly one of the things people want, right? In some fashion. Another thing I've heard is from Steve Gilmore, and Steve, by the way, is a founder of these kinds of ideas. He is a columnist for Keith Davis. He wants to be able to search all of his archives. So he considers his subscription link to be a valuable resource, as many of us do, right? But beyond that, he considers the backlog of articles that have been released, that have come in from those feeds, as to be an even more valuable resource. Now he says, so far, none of the aggregators have given him the ability to search that. And, you know, it's weird because, I told him to build radio to do that. Radio has all that data in the database. And apparently, it's one of the few aggregators that does. But if Steve's wish list item could be canonized, put on a list where it has been vetted in the sense that, okay, we know enough people want this, that we can even, like, give it to them. Okay, this is wish list item number 207. And they can say, oh, we'll do 207, but once we get out, we do this. In other words, my hope has always been, in this space, is that the users will take control, right? And really, honestly, is what I would like to see happen. However, I want to see if we can take control in a responsible fashion, so that the developers know what they're expecting of them, and they're going to be rewarded for actually doing the things that they want, and the users express their wants in a way that are constructive for the developers. So we have, I think, a uniquely powerful situation where we have a virtual community and a big spreading community. So we could say, okay, how are we going to have this discussion over the next week? Do you want to set up a blog? Do you want to set up a discussion group? Do you want to set up a wiki? Do you want to set up a mailer? Do you want to set up an IRC channel? I would say you've got to pick one of those. And who wants to do this? Does anybody want to do this? I have my reservations about wikis because I've noticed that usually there are one or two people who take a very active interest in wiki and they don't know what goes on the wiki. Yeah, I found, for example, a trip across a place where they had a list of recommended aggregators on the list. So I put it on the list, came back half hour later, it wasn't on the list. Put it on the list. But you gotta get the idea, it wasn't gonna stay on the list. Yeah, it's one of the big aggregators. There's a lot of people using it. So, you know, I wonder about that. I mean, people rave about wikis, you know, isn't it wonderful if they really work, but you know, they really work. I'm willing to try it. If somebody wants to be what may be most important is you need somebody to do this. You need somebody to be responsible first. A wiki is, you can't do that through a wiki if there's somebody that's taking responsibility. Because they can roll back the chain.
and they see something coming in their response. So I think basically the question is it ASLAB or Fonz or somebody in the room that wants to, I mean, this isn't just like a benevolent dictator type role. This is more like a discussion. Go ahead and announce it right now.
Okay, I got it for the multi-source novel.
Hold on. You said it, right? By the way, this was the thing that this was the disconnect with the D. In other words, a good campaign, if somebody says, I want people to change around, tell somebody should write that down because that's a concise statement. This is what, right? You know? But and then nobody should have a problem because you said it. You just said it. You know? Did anybody in the room have a problem? Do you have any reservations for something like that?
Well,
everybody sort of giggles. They kind of did. They wondered. But you see, this is welcome to the new world. So let's see what we got here. So this is the editable test.
Let's put on chapter one.
Okay. So where's history? So you could back out of this change if you want to.
Yeah, and actually what I have is I have outside,
come on, one guy at a time.
The whiskey is Bob Doyle told me it serves things up in the basic, it's not as important as the basic one that was there, so I don't have full flexibility.
He's been there.
And the model here is there's more people play around with this thing, go out and let it settle down, or I'll see what I like, and I will merge it to the Reform 1.0,
All right, so here's the $64,000 question. It might change the budget.
Hopefully something is coming
in. All right. You know, my feelings are going to be hurt. Yeah, it doesn't make the
people.
You think so?
Well,
you'll hurt my feelings then.
He's probably fixing it right now.
I thought it was brilliant.
But anyway,
if you want to know my opinion.
If you want to know most of them, you go to the not the first one of all.
Is that what's going on? Is he searching everything in the book?
That one was, so what the pages are, pages that don't want you to do that, they would be done. So, and I think I can just create, to have the
you can make it part of it. Well, maybe we should like get in the spirit of your open source novel and have one of the characters be a software designer who can be designing that game. You know, actually, if this isn't as perverse as it may sound, because one of the secrets. I'm going to tell you why it's not quite as perverse as one might think. That I qualified that enough to think, okay. Because one of the secrets to being an effective software designer is to learn how to laugh, to trick yourself into getting not too serious about the problem. In other words, if you sort of like sit down at a meeting with a lot of very serious people and say, we're not getting out of this meeting because we're competing, we're going to fire, well, you're probably not going to be able to do it. Probably won't work. So the trick is to sort of get your creative pieces going so fast. So if you can project it outside of your own, you know, circumstances, say, this is a fictional character who's doing some design for it, then you found a way to have fun with it. And having fun with it is crucial. First of all, why bother? Why do why pick a profession that has creativity in it if you're not getting creativity, right? Well, I don't know. What's the problem? Don't ask me. Let's ask everybody else. Oh, wait. How does everybody feel about the idea of using wiki codes? Do you participate in the wiki?
Yes.
I'm just going to use this here. So you're a developer. I think you're a developer. Not a user aggregator, right? That's it. And, no, we want lots of users. We have to ask the guy who actually is. We'll try it. Let's try it for you. What I'd suggest before you send out the URL is you try to sort of take the ideas that I've already supposed to mail and represent them on the back so that people don't go there and think, oh, this is black page. That's a big turn off, but if it already looks like it's finished, that's also a turn off. And if it looks like it's finished, most people wouldn't have done like this story, okay? Most people would say, oh, you know, it's finished.
Well, if I edit, a lot of people are doing it.
I'd also, here's another idea related to I think of next Thursday's meeting as sort of a deadline for your own ideas. In other words, if you have some ideas, come here ready to talk about this. Or come here ready to talk about other people's ideas. Come, do some preparation. Let's take this a little bit seriously. let's see if we can come out with, you know, some recommendations to make the world a better place. Maybe not revolutionary, but just make it better.
Someone else here from a consciousness of really but one of the things I noticed in realists that I'm reading for is that people are reading what they're reading, and people get so by those scenarios, let's talk about activities versus full text music. Oh, let's talk about the fact that I have no way to find out if someone clicks on my article.
Right, it just keeps coming up over
and over again. So I think the one thing that I would love to see that we can get the repeat is to give us a really clear topic area so that you can actually have here, but I don't want to talk about full context.
See, I don't think that's what mailers are for, okay? The problem is there's nothing you can do to stop these computers. They all disappear. The thing, that's not even the worst. The worst is somebody says, like somebody did this on the RSS user list today, and they said, I'm writing an article about sex protection, I want to hear about all your experiences. So all of a sudden, there's an outpouring, like, whoa, this is what I do. They write these long, these things every time. So, you know? That's not what the list is for. What the list, I think, is for is you get a group of people who have a shared interest, and now you have a way to announce it. I think that's what the mail is for. That's why I'm following Star Trek. Because then we now have like 250 people who use RSS. That's, you know, that's never people who are on the RSS user list. So if you've got a feature or a product or a new service that you can use RSS, you now have a place to go. And it's very useful for that. And I think that by this point, most people are pretty good at factoring out the that they know that they don't have to respond to that question. And that there'll be on every mail list, there'll be a few very critical people who will always respond to every question that ever gets asked. Or there'll be somebody promoting a product, like the blog on the side. I don't know. And that's the difference between the question. But this is when you do a blog on. You know, and it doesn't make me feel better about blog lines. I know that there are blog lines that are fine products, but I also know that there are other people. And they're not the only product. There's a reason why the other people aren't having everybody on the channel. Because they know that it's that important feedback. You have to there's no way to solve this problem. I don't know how we can solve it. Or if you're typing something in, we can solve the recognition that you're typing in somebody else's question. I think that's the theory of business.
One thing maybe to think about is part of what, you know, like you were saying, things on the other, is often what I see in my own world is people use mailers for long stuff. About good countries, and people want to manage communication. And it's something I'm talking about people, and I would say that. It's not good for ongoing one-piece conversation when you want to be a threat of expecting a person. You can't hold a threat when you need to remember the email address. But I think part of the need is that in some way, maybe this is part of the idea of the conference as well, is for things to bubble up to the top. Like, part of the thing is put the news, you know, online community. You're not going to read like 2,000 messages to get caught up.
No,
you kind of go, what's already being discussed, right?
It's not fair to expect it.
No, it's not, not at all. But if there was a way where, I don't know, eight topics or things could sort of bubble up to the top, right? Where you can at least, it would be easier to find what you think is coming to discuss here.
Yeah, I think sometimes, I've spent my entire life searching on that question. One way, shape, or form. It comes up in every context of community. It's so darn easy to bring it up, and so then it's so hard to handle. I mean, that's the, you know, sort of like, that's the beginning and the end. That's the beginning and the end. There has been progress on that. Google is great, right? Librarians are great, right, Jessica?
Of course!
Garrett, librarians are great, aren't they, Garrett? Actually, you guys got some great. What? Exactly. So you guys got some great press today. Yeah. You did it. Right? Yeah, I felt very proud to know all every librarian I knew that I felt possible. The title is When a Search Agency Needs a Job. Follow a librarian. Did a librarian write that? Or what? That's a librarian for a there. Because it's beautiful that you get out there. You have to be free as well. It's incredible. Her story is she is the goddess of her house. She loves the whole place. Which is a 3-year-old girl, I guess. But she was my foil for last year on the stand. It was great to be able to do it. If you know what I mean. She is crazy. And so her dad put in a picture of her in the head. I get the archive going here. That's the nice thing about having on this day okay, now is a good time then to talk about what we're going to talk about. Good. Good. We got to get you in the room somehow. The one thing we do have to make sure we leave plenty of time for is Michael Feldman's demo. Right, Michael, are you ready?
I am.
Good, okay. So we'll make sure like about maybe 20 minutes. Can you do it in 20 minutes, Michael?
You tell me.
Alright. That's very flexible. That's what I figured it's about. We'll have about 10 minutes. Anyway, Jim and I have been talking on and off, as you all know, for quite a while. And Jim called me up today and he said that he had this incredible insight. Was sort of provoked by the incredible result that he had raised over $400,000 today. That was the most money he ever raised today.
No, it's heading toward that. It's the most other. It's now 520 right before I left.
So it's probably more than 400.
It may hit. I think it'll hit. It might hit 700, but it'll. It's going to be. It's already the second most in one day. But and the first, and it may pass the record. The record was set last June 30th or June 31st, last day of June, and around the big poof step, kind of quarterly ending point when we were actually at our complete peak. So what's kind of mind blowing about this is just from a factual standpoint, that we're raising this huge amount of money at a point that's clearly not our peak.
That might be an understatement. Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
We gave up the power. We gave up on mission. That okay, we're going to recruit one step further. And Wisconsin is our line. If we don't make Wisconsin, we're not in it. Which was a smart tactical move. That's what the football did, right? Was that, okay, now there's a goal. He's putting money against that goal. Mm-hmm. And now they have a way of calling whether they succeed. Mm-hmm. The other question was, how much of the goal do they actually need? In other words, is there just like a lot of money available for internet politics at this point? And if so, what is it that you have to set up to be effective? One of the things that a software developer might look at is, well, geez, I'm in the wrong business, right? right? And people don't pay any money for software, right? But they pay all this money for a candidate that's admitted does not spend money. I'm listening to you talking, Jim, this is me talking, okay? I'm not speaking for them. Because I got interviewed by the LA Times earlier. Because I want to hear what you think of it. Is that, so what is it that people do?
That's what's interesting.
That's the question.
No, that's what's interesting.
Right, so MoveOn.org raises a fair amount of money. And it's what maybe its last phase of the very, very lot of money. So what is it that people want? Right?
Well, I think that's the interesting question, because conventional wisdom would say that people only give to candidates when they're looking better and better and better. And that when you look like you're actually gonna get the nomination, you're gonna support even more. And that's obviously not what people are giving here. You know, I think people are giving to have a sense of power and influence. I think people are giving because they do want to have a message out there. I think that the thing that I felt today, which I really hadn't thought about before exactly, and there are a lot of people in the Dean campaign thinking about, well, you know, if the campaign ended, would we go out and start a MoveOn.org or something else like that? But there seems to be space in the world for more than one MoveOn.org kind of thing. But you know, what kind of occurred to me today, in a sense, is that the Dean campaign itself might be the next MoveOn.org. That's what's happening. That, you know, people are giving for a different reason. And that different reason is about message and about community and about a bunch of different things. And that's I don't know, just for me that was a rather amazing kind of turn of events. That you might say, yeah, that, you know, the more we can invest in reform and democracy, the more we can, you know, do all the things that get, you know, Dave and I have had an ongoing conversation. It's been a conversation about how to make the Dean campaign more about opening up political information on the web, you know, more about just telling it like it is all the time. You know, more about being a very candid center.
Well, you see, I've got a different way of saying it. It's not about telling like you know what's right, okay? But it's going to be competition with the other person. It's to say, okay, well, you're not going to be the only person telling us what the information about what's going on there. Any campaign that doesn't go into competition with the other person in Russia doesn't stand a chance because they never get freedom. As long as they're the gatekeeper, they're going to keep you out. Unless you've been vetted, and vetting here means that, you know, you're like Terry. Terry looks to me like the kind of person who's very safe. And I don't just simply by speaking how they feel. They feel like he's safe, and that's why I feel he is. You know? Another thing is, you can do this all on a local level and never run into a question. This was good. You know, if the internet was plotting to figure out, well, how do we get some candidates elected? Throwing up Howard Dean probably was the worst idea in the world for nothing. Why? Because he's national. That means that your communication system has to be a national communication system like CNN, and they're deeply entrenched. Someday, we will get it, but this isn't the day. Not yet. But at MoveOn.org, if you wanted to go, this is my opinion, okay, if you wanted to morph it, Dean wanted to morph it, what I would do is not try to do it at MoveOn.org, to try to use what I called an equipment the other day, was the voter support system. Mm-hmm. That's the model. You think, okay, what does the voter need to support? And we just went through a whole bunch of this, last few months, right? I felt like seeing that, right? And you're like, okay, well, we need to be kidding. We need to know where the candidate is, right? Where and when. That's the easy thing.
But what you're talking about is not a political campaign.
Right.
So I think
but
it is a campaign.
Well, I would agree with the real movement. I mean, part of it is giving meaning that, you know, he's not a professional team. Why they like him.
But that's what you like about him. You like him.
No, I understand that. And that's what resonates with a lot of people. That he's not one of these normal, you know, career politician, you know, who's been...
He's
not a Kerry, actually, who, you know, who's been doing this for a very long time. But I do think you're right that we hit on something, right? Something has sort of percolated up that, you know, people don't want professional, pre-screened, pre-thought-out, overly handled content fed to them constantly. And you're right, because CNN and this and that.
Well, that's the reverse.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Put the bottom in the human being.
That's right. The bottom, and then they...
Put the bottom to the toothpaste.
That's right. The first toothpaste, I saw your toothpaste on the website.
I just bought the toothpaste.
Well, it's like reality TV. He's like a reality candy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how TV is imitating reality and we call that reality? It's so funny, too.
I'm working with a partner. So let's say we create this community. Is it how it is possible to survive?
This is why we're never going to get the blogs on. Well, I'm sorry. This is why we're never going to get the blogs on the candidates.
Well, but actually, this is an interesting question that came up today. Here's an interesting thing. Here's what I think about it, but I don't know is the answer. But I did get into this issue today already. That I think actually, if you lose the presidency, it's fine. What if you do? Okay? Like I think basically the way the rules are written is that when you give money to a candidate, it's not tax deductible. And basically, if the candidate can do anything they want to with it. It's really giving a person money, in this case, the committee money. If you win the presidency, then there are rules about you can't have that issue. And it came up today because Kerry announced in Seattle, I guess yesterday or before, that DonKerry.com would continue after he was president. And and nobody really picked up on this, but it was actually kind of an interesting development. But then apparently, I found this out today, apparently in the Kerry campaign, there's now a whole big issue conference, because actually they can't legally. If he actually becomes president, there is something about, and I forget why it is, but essentially you can't have your own, I think it's you can't have a fundraising organization for 2 years or something. So there will
have to
be, you can't have a fundraising organization going, or just, there's something about once you're president.
I could be enough to mean that, you know, we're not going to just shut down our blog or whatever, our website after, if I become president, that we're going to keep this dialogue going.
Right.
That's what
he
was really saying.
Well, that is what he's really saying, and I think,
and
that is a good point, and a good thing for him
before. Except, he doesn't have much of a blog. In other words, he's got to do a lot better before we...
But in any case, I think this is a really interesting topic, and one of the things we've sort of thought about is, should you start an independent foundation? I mean, because again, my understanding is that a candidate, father of a candidate, you really need the money. So a candidate could take, like one of the things we did already was, we didn't do it directly. We flowed that money toward that Iowa congressman. Do you remember that? There was an Iowa congressman who actually wasn't supporting us, but we sort of asked our supporters to contribute online to that person. We ended up with $50,000 in a day or two, which blew his mind. Kind of interesting. And anyway, there is a sort of an interesting thing about here about can you take the money and spend it in some interesting way? And I think one of the interesting things would be to start an independent foundation that would sort of carry on after whatever.
Right.
I think what you want to do is you don't want the campaign to actually be an organization, but you want them all to support it. In the sense that they treat this new distributed news organization created out of the market field on equal terms with the existing. In other words, also a reasonable to expect them. You were saying yesterday that the Brown campaign is going to blew off the press entirely, right? Which was radical. I mean, Jerry Brown, the basically. I only want to do interviews. I only do interviews with at least Ella, 20 minutes. Right, nothing shorter than 20 minutes. Then there's sound bites for 30 minutes, which is a great thing to do, especially for 1992, right? But it's a lot to expect the candidate to do that. It's also damaging the candidacy to do that. But say, look, let's make sure that we've got the people with the amateur journalists in their own, you know, so we get first person reports.
this is what I put the highest value. I really think that Oxfam is experiencing the election in all of its facets by his participation. You know, the Oxfam covered the whole of that election. You know, and he's very broad and very inclusive. Lots of points. You know, I'd like to know what the Oxfam blogger thinks about the last decade. Oh, if you screwed that before, what do you think? That would be kind of interesting.
So I think while you're onto something, there's also the other.
I'm sorry. This is the first time we've ever talked about the Al-Qaeda blog.
We have a terrorist aggregator. He's got all the terrorist bots around the world. And you can make it
around. Don't laugh. You know that we're going to have them really soon. They probably have them right now.
Interrogator sounds like something from Stone Crash. I guess, but I'm also interesting.
So, two quick points. I think it'll really matter a lot what Clark and Dean do after, if say they both get out of the running, what they do after, what happens to the blog, what happens to the, if there are really critical issues that they brought up in the campaign, it wasn't just about being president.
I think the solution is actually to give it to the archive, in other words.
That's fine.
In other words, tell them, why not the subject? It's serious. You just ask them to follow the site and you're done.
Yeah.
Now, whatever, you know, there's the sites you're not for.
But this is a legitimate point, which is, there are we have a lot of options here about what we do going forward. For example, you know, different candidates, you know, Clark and Dean and other candidates could try to figure out how to pool resources. Or pool resources in building some sort of foundation, you know, that kept going. It's not really, by the way, up to us. It's really up to the people who would make that committee up.
To do that in months ago. The cursor is moving on.
But the cursor isn't moving on. That's the point. Something happened today that wasn't moving on, Dave, and it's been happening for the last week.
But they're not going to give you the money. I'm playing double
time. Well, I know, we wouldn't think that either. But here's what's interesting to me, and it's just totally unexpected, which is we have money pouring in from the grassroots, and it's just real numbers. I mean, we can audit it, we can look at it, and it's really big numbers. And it's not just today; it's been happening now for a couple of weeks. That's happened. Okay. Second thing that's happened that's interesting in the campaign is that Zephyr, who's kind of one of our most grassroots of people, is just gaining influence right and left. Because she's been kind of touched by this and is like, you know, cranked up. And so you say to yourself, this is really amazing. This is a kind of an emergent thing in the sense that without us really asking for it or asking for it in any other way than we have before, all this stuff is kind of flowing up. And as we try to respond to it, it makes us actually more responsive. And it is true, Dave, even your effect on the campaign and your involvement in the campaign over the last few months is getting more and more traction. Like, there is more and more, and it may not be as much as you like, but more and more is happening of the campaign becoming responsive to this force from the roots. That's fascinating to me. So we have this Dean channel thing, you know, which Dave came up and built for us.
This is not a good example. It's dead. It hasn't been updated in 4 or 5 years.
Okay, but even...
If that's your example. I'm going to be really straight. I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying, and I'm looking at the alternate viewpoint because I don't believe it.
Well,
I don't think the trick is to get the people inside the campaign energized and doing great things. Because that's not what's going to get the guy elected. It's the whole point of it, right? I mean, Zephyr do a radio show.
Well, no, a radio show is not
the point. Yeah, from the perspective of people who are giving money.
Right, that doesn't
matter. Because if people were giving money just to get the guy elected, they would have stopped.
They would have stopped. Right.
People are giving money.
They're giving more money.
They identify it as part of a
movement. You don't know that. Why don't you find out why they're giving money?
But you need a goal from
the leader. Don't you need to find out why?
Well, we are trying to find out.
You're looking for a goal for it. You know that.
Why do you say that? I don't know. Why do you say that?
Just be positive and open-minded.
I see. You're going to have to positive.
Okay.
Why don't you say, I believe, instead of you all believe? Because then I don't have to do it.
All right. So anyway, when you take a lesson, one of the complaints from a lot of you're looking for is that all the interactions are going to be broken. All right, you still have to go out since you want to talk about it. And so you can tell me what you want. If he's left a moment out, the interaction supports that pressure, all he does is feel pressure from the
time. Right, absolutely. Right.
So he can create a movement that goal is to be a constructive and support
that keeps him at
the same time. Pressure.
Right.
And you can't go to that
pressure. Right, that's a great idea.
No, that is a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Say that again, I won't like it.
Wait, Michael,
that's the pot calling the kettle.
That's what I did. I was.
I didn't get it. The only thing with Arkansas is whether it makes any difference.
Wait, let him talk. Come on, wait a minute. You guys have been dominating. I want you to know that. I mean, I still don't buy what he's saying.
Now. It's time to move on.
No, Mike, Jim is raising a question, right?
Okay. I'm responding to it. I think it depends
on
whether you think it makes a difference. If you do think it makes a difference, you've got to dedicate all your resources to helping Gary win. If you don't, you dedicate your resources to opening up the information. Does it make a difference or not?
Sort of mind,
that's going to be the election. We have to decide whether to support
That's too unidimensional. I think that's way too. I think that's too unidimensional. The following way, we're too much seeing it as Bush will raise, you know, 200 million, and Kerry or whoever will raise 200 million, and they'll go head to head, and no one else will play. But in fact, all sorts of people are playing. I mean, there's Mulvaney's going to play. They're playing a bigger and bigger role, right? They really are. You know, me or somebody else could still play.
I
want to
ask Michael a question. Okay, I'm sorry. A very small percentage of the votes in the economic experience, don't.
And historically, with the process, at this stage of the process, when one person has sold one side and you won, this higher percentage of the race is far bigger than
it
is. It's not going to change unless it does something really, really
But he could. The outside guy did, you know, he did, right?
But how many other times?
He was gone too. I don't think he did anything.
So he couldn't do it to Kerry because the lock
here.
The lock is
gone. There's two power centers in the Democratic Party, the Clinton family and the Kennedy family. Once the family have decided to sit this one out and let the Kennedy family take on Bush,
there's some truth to that.
You know you went to Yale at the same time. They're both in the
And those Yale guys are really good at that down and dirty fighting. I say let our Yale guy go up against their Yale guy.
But my friend Chris Hallman in Arizona makes absolutely no difference. He says, what? He's wrong. Why does it make a difference? When people say that, is that, you know, we elected a Democrat in 2000, we wouldn't have any of the problems that we have today. But maybe we would have different problems. Maybe we would have had a nuclear war between us. I mean, people say that this is so terrible, but it could. There are worse scenarios, right? I mean, you know, only 3,000 people died, and the economy doesn't look so great, but, you know, and our civil liberties are withering, you know, dying every minute, right?
But
we're alive. But it's always
you did a
like
great
that.
Job, man.
See, the world is always about to crumble that way. It's there's nothing to do. The question is there a cause to be optimistic? And, you know, we've had it running in this group a thread of basic optimism. Yeah. We felt partially that, only partially, because of being, you know, there is cause for you know, you talked about, you know, you say you have a choice. I am clearly on the latter half of the board, okay? I'm not thinking Kerry is a cause for me at the time. However, if I can convince Kerry to open up this process, okay, and then basically to let the information flow through him for a while until we're ready to bootstrap and become independent of him, that's great. And if we can get Dean to go along with that and help with it, then we've got Dean working for Kerry. You know, and he's got a big Dean to be the nominee, then we've got Kerry working for Dean. God forbid Clark wants to stick around for a while, you know. I mean, in other words, you sort of got a framework for cooperation, you know, and that's not bad. You know, that's not bad. And if we can follow all the campaign events, we can start small with a photographer at every campaign event. So it would be a great digital photographer. You know, somebody suggested that every campaign bus should have a go-to photographer. Well, all you have to do when you're running around looking for a place to go, find a campaign bus. And you can really go online right there. I think we were talking about that, right? You know, little small things. Let's select some local candidates. Let's get some say, house candidates, welcome. It's entirely true. It's going to be advertising. So we learn how that works. You know, I think he's on. The point is, the point is, the study thing is, let's just sum it up, okay? Is that here's the guy, he's working for now, he's reading the record on the right. Somebody believes, right? Somebody believes it's worth giving the guy 50 bucks. Enough people believe it's worth 50 bucks that he's going to get a chance to win in Wisconsin. And if he wins in Wisconsin, they're going to have to say, the guy won a fighter.
Oh, did you?
Tell us about that.
Tell us. That's what happened. And did you know other people were giving it when you did?
No, I didn't.
See, that's the other thing that's amazing.
I know.
They didn't know?
They don't know?
No, they don't know. Most people gave it as individuals before the swarm was obvious. That's what's awesome.
So
tell
us about
it.
Well, it was very important to me that
you
made the statement that you
You didn't have to motivate the people.
Well, I, obviously it's not the first time I gave money, but I hadn't given any money for it. And I was very motivated also by the fact that I thought I would really like to, I would love it if they were going to be president, but I really don't want to become a spoiler like the media. And if, even though I really believe that it's the fault of the media, and if you look at my blog, if Roger Alex's head on,
sorry. What is it, Betsy? That mumbunder.com?
Betsy Klein at mumbunder.com. Even though I think that Jimmy is now saying, oops, I did it again, they play that silly screen thing 700 times from all their wonderful fact checkers. All their wonderful fact checkers took that long to figure out it was a directional mic. So but my point is, he was going to get, so it's either or. Those are both, I prefer if team won, obviously. But what I really, what I think was before, I didn't want to give money that was going to prolong a campaign that was going to go on forever. You know, oh, well, we had a little moment.
You want finality to it.
I want finality, and I, especially I want the team people to not, if, God forbid, the team isn't going to be kind of a left or bad feeling for the team to be a I'd like the bad feeling against Terrio and North Clark and the end, I want the camp.
Yeah, right.
I want to take the rest of it.
These guys need to get fired.
It really is.
It was supposed to be about John Owens, but it was completely about Bess.
Okay.
John Owens made his name fighting against people like Howard Dean.
Here's the campaign. Here's the campaign.
But they're talking about dance for the inspiration.
What we really want to do is make corporate meeting irrelevant. That's the
mission. And that's why
they're doing that. In other words, put up a shingle and say, we have the formula for making corporate media irrelevant. Give us money.
They're making a statement that right now the media is saying that Kerry is winning the horse race and it's all but sealed up. And you know, people on the base, that kind of was a Dan Rather philosophy that was asking them, what are you guys going to drop out?
They do that all the time.
And they're asking people, other people besides him, to drop out. sense that the media is putting it as a, you know, I think what's happening is the police is saying, you know, the court is elected. And they're going to get money in the police to see
it. That's how I feel. Very, very angry with the people.
You know, if that's the outcome of it, and I think that would be wonderful. Because normally, you don't get this far in a
Right, exactly.
Because usually,
not for the voters might actually have something to say.
But earlier, like the media decides.
Or ask a couple of questions here.
These are the one or two guys that have a chance, and you get everybody else. So this is, in fact, we are spending, you know, for a great deal. So I think that would be a really great outcome.
That's it. We nailed it. I told you all over the week.
Yes,
you know what it was. That's it. The answer is, yeah. The answer is, but we need better information. We're not getting to this point. These people are playing games. They're taking it. What we need to solve is the economy. They have known it already, but now this is what the internet and politics is all about. We wandered 50,000 different ways, which maybe you did, but I did. You know, there was a discussion, maybe every voter should have a blog, maybe a community, whatever it was. Mark even did it, right? But it felt, I'm sorry, but it felt very flat. You know, it took us a while to figure out why it felt flat. You know, well, at first we thought it was blog things were happening, okay? And they were enough. So it was kind of hard to tell, you know, that wasn't the reason. The reason it felt bad was that making an environment to compete with CNN is a tricky little thing to do. It's not something that just sort of happened. It does just sort of happen, but we got to make a lot of things work the right way before it's going to become
and
Clark didn't do it, right? We're in an embryonic stage. Clark didn't do it. But I think we know what a lot of the elements of it are. You know, and it's just a common sense. Here, let me bring something up on the screen. Okay? I mean, I have a checklist. I mean,
it says these are multiple, you know, these are multiple paths here. These are multiple, not even paths, but they're multiple initiatives designed to try to change the politics and insights. And why wouldn't you? I mean, this is such chunking that the amounts that people get, you know, compared to, you know, people
but
get
15
as well.
So much more chunking.
No, I know. No, I know.
The blogging world as a whole is starving. I mean, it is. It's starving. Just a little bit of that change would make all the difference. You know, if we can put out that kind of a call for blog issues, can you imagine? I mean, if we could raise $400,000 to get 20,000 emails from the search, 20,000 from the web, 20,000 from the blogger, dog walk,
is it really true that those are lots of money?
Yes.
Well, in that case, it is.
That's
really true.
Cool. Yes.
Some individuals.
Yeah. Absolutely. If a person like you are starting to do that kind of thing, you can move on. I mean, I was telling you, I was telling Jim this a few months ago, okay? Is that the $10 billion, okay? And I just pulled this number out of my hat, but there's no question in my mind. The $10 billion we could give everybody on the planet would work for. And it would be a high quality service, it would have good backups, it would have good bandwidth, and it just would be professionally run blind to. And in the environment we're on, in a multi-trillion-dollar economy, there is more and more product all the time. This is amazing to me that there isn't $10 million of money to do that. But there is. People don't want to pay money for software, you know? And they don't want to pay, they just think any scary thing is free. And as a result, this whole idea of this vision of that the citizens are going to provide the information that empowers everybody to make better decisions is it left at the starting gate. It can't keep going. It's waiting for a candidate like Mark to offer their people blogs, but the blogs are, you know, the blogs are temporary. That was the problem ultimately. I don't think I ever got this one. Is that if Mark's blog was in place to make sure they can get everybody to blog it, because you can get blog it, it's going to be gone, right? You know, it's what's going on. There's comments in the Dean blog where everybody thought it was 50% of people to get it feeling for the pulse of the internet. That's not what we're going to do for the pulse of the internet. What you do is, if you want to find out what people think about something, you know, what you do is go to the librarian and say, how do we find out what people think about this? And you go read the papers people put up on their website, you know, that they really do a lot of thought into it, how they really care about it, you know, things they really care about. You don't go by the casual comments that people put up. You want to set policy based on what's on the internet, go for find people who are serious about it. In other words, it's not a joke. It's not easy, but the result could be just utterly incredible, as we've got a case study. The result could be an overturning of the law. Well,
I think that's a good point.
But yes, there's kind of a moment. And by the way, there's really companies in this space are more and more being dominated by large companies. IBM is pushing to have a community.
Really?
In
blocking?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think, Adam?
From IBM?
Absolutely. Really works for IBM. Yeah, really works for IBM. Google missed this. I mean, he is IBM. You know, Google, by the way, is Sun. You know, did you figure that one out? Who the fuck knows?
Well, Eric,
right?
But Eric's not Sun.
Yeah, he comes from Sun. His mind says, Sun. This is not a small. This is not like, you know, where you look at these things and say, well, it's a conclusion. It's got to work for IBM. It's not.
Well, I can buy that room, but I think Eric is just
wrong. They're doing some really nasty stuff in our space. You know, and did Sun ever do nasty stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Nice. So good tactics.
Yeah. We're getting treated like we don't. We're getting treated like we don't count. And you know what? They have their little meetings and they laugh at me. You know, that's you know.
We can laugh at anything they
can. You can laugh a lot, but they're going to be around and you're doing what they're doing, and you may not. I've had my markets swept up by the they do end up treating you out. Unless you can put up some kind of a defense, unless the users really care about you. So far, I'm going to tell you, users don't really care. But you know, this is why it's a positive thing. This is why it's interesting. If in the political context, see, I think you're getting technology out of it. I think that's what it is. You know, the .com people, by the way, got technology, got our money too, right? Did they put any money into technology? Not a thing. Nothing. Zero. This is the crazy thing, is that you're building, not you, but you're building on sort of, what do they call it? How's it called? You know, we're all getting off on the technology. We're all getting really excited. The technology is really exciting. But we're not building a very solid asset. So you know what happens is the big guys of the journalism world are going to come such a way from the same. You think that IBM and Time Warner are going to do a lot of business with you? Yeah. How do we get a proposal. Anybody want to work with me on this? I mean, I'm not the guy who's going to write the business plan for this. You know, but I am, like, I love making technology, I really believe in this stuff. Sure, I'd love to present the idea to this place. I think that we're properly positioned to go back at the end of the book and why, because it's exactly what it talks about.
Right, open society, that's the step.
Right. You went back to 4 years ago, that we didn't figure out if we could get it in front of us. Figuring where we are, we might be able to do that. This is why we're talking about it, is that we are talking about this, right? And ultimately, we're going to do this. I'd like to do this here, though. Can we do this here? Anyway. I told you that I do a lot of talking to this person. Now I think we have to go to my office.
Oh, man!
Might as well let the pizza set out. Well, see, that's what we want. We love that Twisty Cloud process.
Okay.
So you're going to have to get yourself jacked up.
All I need to do, I guess, is
use
the table.
Okay,
you want the table? I have the plug
right
here.
This is not
DJ.
Oh.
Well,
we need that one.
Oh. You're good.
Picture. Nor could I think of a good picture for the insect.
You always have to have a picture.
I like to have a picture. I think it's kind of my trademark.
Yeah, we like
the
picture.
But there was a good one here about sharks. I'm watching the secrets of the universe. Okay, declining sharks. Now, this is a good story. It's about how sharks are now among endangered species. And I know a little bit about sharks. It's always nice to blog about something you know a little bit about. And what I know is that they are an almost perfect genetic design. More than almost any other animal alive today, they haven't changed since the time of the dinosaurs. They have 200 million year old shark fossils that look almost exactly like the sharks of today, because it's a very efficient design. So, let's say I want to take a paragraph. Now, here's the key to how I do my composition. I work in Dreamweaver. Now, Dreamweaver is a pretty easy to use, what you see is what you get, HTML generator. And I use this view so that I have the code up here, and I've got what I can use to visually set up my my design at the bottom. So I'll just paste the text in. Now you'll notice I've got it set into, oh, that's not what I wanted. Let's go backwards. I want it in that box. I've got a box here that's 537 pixels wide, which I have discovered is a good width to fit on the page of my blog. And so I'll put in the text, and I'll go back to Dreamweaver, to Safari, and start looking for a picture. Now, the link is in the address bar, which you have to turn on. It's not on by default, so there's my link up there. And then the last picture is the last element is the picture. I'll go to Google Images, Shark, okay. Now, this is where it gets delicate, okay? Because I worry about copyright issues. I won't take images from places that say anything about their material is copyrighted. In fact, my first choices are servers outside of the United States. On the theory that it's much harder for foreigners to sue an American for appropriating their images than if I take one from Time Magazine or even unwittingly, okay, from a third party. I just feel it's safer if I get it from abroad. Okay, so I'm looking at
things. So you're willing to compromise there.
It's all a series of compromises. Life is a series of compromises.
Oh, there's a little philosophy there.
Okay, so some nice shark pictures, but nothing that I really like here until I go to the next page. Okay, and I've already blogged this one. I love that picture. That was my jump in the shark. It's a surf guy. It's a guy on a surfboard with like a 20-foot shark. Right? Yeah. That's what he looks like to the shark. Okay, now where? Okay, there's the one I want. Okay? Now, this is a good picture because it captures, number one, it captures the idea that human intervention is what is causing the decline of the shark population after 200 million years of success, and it's from Germany. So, DE. Okay. So, right. So I'll take it and I'll copy it to my clipboard.
That's not a real picture.
I think that is a real picture. It is? Okay.
How do you know it's totally photoshopped?
It does
look like a fake photo. The photographer is actually walking. It's a good fake.
So, it's hard to do the spray and stuff and have it look
it's
good.
It's like a guy on top of the World Trade Center.
So, I'll open up Photoshop. I'm sorry, I should have had these programs open before I
before I started, it was save a little money. I'm a little kind. Adobe Online. Okay, so we will go to a new and then paste it in and then turn it into 537 pixels wide. Oh, it's 539, so that's fine. Okay. And then I'll save it to web, which is a really nice thing that Photoshop does. Makes it really fast to get a low, a small file size copy. And, okay, let's call it Pseudo Shark. Okay, and then we go back to Dreamweaver and we insert the picture. Blog. Work by date. Now Dave likes us to put alternate text for people who have their images turned off.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's like a little not dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and it's a convenience to people who may be unlimited bandwidth. Yes, I do, but I don't always do it.
Why do you blame me for that?
Because you reminded me at one point, you said something that indicated you thought it was good policy to do it.
I'm just curious why. I mean, I'm not hardly the most spoken person about that.
Now, I usually write a little something, you know, in addition to the text that I appropriate. And so I'll say, sharks are one of the wonders of evolution. They remain relatively unchanged since time. Dinosaurs. However, lately, the changes in the global climate are endangering even this. Pounds of vicious muscle, teeth, and killer instinct.
Are you making this up right now?
Uh-huh.
Are you just trying to develop this thing?
They don't have a chance up against a really. Now, in order to set my text off from what I'm appropriating, I'll put it in italics. That's one way to do it. Sometimes I'll indent the text that I'm taking. But I think anything, you know, there's two or three different ways that you can show the difference between what you wrote and what you borrowed. And then I'll give credit from, let's see, where did it come from? It's declining sharks. It's from Blackwell Publishing Limited. That's all we can say. I'll just then give credit to you before. Often they're press releases from universities, and I'll give credit to the university. But in this case, I'll just credit to you before.
What? Of course, 1,000 pounds of blah blah blah. And he's not talking about the education he's
okay, and I pasted in the link. Okay, now I'm ready to go. Now there's two final stages. I have to upload the picture and then the article. So I copy the code, not from the visual window, but from the code window, the whole table. Okay, and then I go back to Safari, and first I upload the picture.
You know that they have a special set of
a special tool for Dreamweaver that connects right up to the mail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think it ships with Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
And
it shoots the file.
It uses the mail RPC. So you wouldn't have to deal with that. It already kind of knows how to do it. We keep funny broad up here. We got an agent. Not exactly Dragon Drop, but the good things for that.
Now, sometimes it's really slow, and I don't know why. I guess now you could blame it on the airport connection. I think that's so cool, being able to go around without wires. I mean, it's the first time I've ever done that, so I'm a little bit impressed, but I think it's very cool.
Impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure, I'll get jaded after a while.
Okay. Grandpa, you don't know why you
okay.
Oh, Grandpa, he's so silly.
Now, I just paste the whole table in there. I need to change the address, though, or add one line of code to the image source so that it knows where to find it.
All right.
Okay? And over here under code, I think I've got it. Yeah, all I have to do is copy that right there. Now, I keep little snippets of code here. I don't really code, and I don't write pages raw in HTML, but I've learned the commands that I need. You know, I just know I can do italics and block quote and all that stuff on the fly, but I'm definitely not a coder or a programmer. Okay.
That's the way you're always going to do it.
Danger pieces, software development.
Why is
Mozilla? Mozilla, probably because that's where I've got my IRC chat open. And okay. I'm sorry, it's annoying. And then in the URL, I'll copy and paste the URL from down here, and then I'll post it. So that allows me to have a lot of control over the way it looks by using the what you see is what you get editor. And I can align the picture however I want. If the picture isn't 537 pixels wide, I can wrap the text around it. I can make sub-headlines, and then I just copy and paste everything and drop it into the... Okay. So that's the technique, you know, and I the things that I worry about are giving proper credit to where I get it from, and I do still worry a little bit about the images, because if you look at my... Let me show you this. If you look at my referrers list, okay.
You're watching him?
No, but most of the referrers are people who did image searches, Google image searches. And I do get occasional referrals from the RIAA and the motion picture people.
Really?
Yeah.
They know that you use
But look at all of these are people who were searching for images. So I'm starting.
Pick one. At random.
Diligent use of those alt tags.
Yeah.
Okay. See, look at, I took a picture of that guy who was hanging in London 6 months ago, and 10 people in the last 24 hours did a search for his name or something. I don't know if he was in the news, and they came up with my blog posting. Go figure. I don't know. Look at, the fourth one is a French. Let's see. The French Google. 10 people in France searched for some image and got me. I don't even remember posting that. I have no idea what it was. Well, we can see down here in the original context box. You see what the story is about. Oh, Frankenfood.
Oh.
Now, they probably did a search for Frankenfood and came up with that, or they did a picture search for Frankenfood. Really? Oh, Jesus. See, good thing I don't read French.
Okay. I'm in the first page on the word skiing. I don't think it means anything. I just think that basically enough people pointed and sort of think that they're skiing and people is good for figuring it out. You know?
Well, I got two. I got a bigger red.
Could you put an alt text on the Janet Jackson nipple picture? Because that's going to get you tons of Google hits.
No, I didn't. Thanks for that money shot link. That was really a good one.
I'm always taking pictures.
I'm going to disconnect now.
I don't look for copyright. I don't look for copyright notices. I just take what I want. Okay? And I always. Here, I mean, this is how I do it. I'll show you. But I excerpt the picture. Like here, I can do this with Betsy. Because I know Betsy is a cute guy cool. And so then I took a printed version of Betsy's face. But you know, anybody looking at it is gonna wonder what's going on with that guy. And that is what I don't think the dad minds if I took a little picture of the baby, right?
No. No, I use the aggregator that's built into Manila, which is why I have three, because it's got a limited capacity. And I find, well, one is just the New York Times stuff, and it holds about 24 hours of New York Times stories.
Oh, so you did that one. So you have a New York Times aggregator.
Yeah, yeah, because when I subscribed to everything, it was falling out of the bottom after 2 or 3 hours. Right. And if I didn't check it frequently, I was missing stuff. So I did an aggregator with just the New York Times stuff, and it lasted about 24 hours. Yeah, I've got it linked on my homepage of my web. It's called
Link to it tomorrow.
So New York Times Aggregator.
I'll use that.
That's
yeah.
Net Newswire?
Yeah, so you don't have to do
all the data. Oh, that's
that. Now, this comes full circle to what we started talking about.
He's got an aggregator that's got an editor in it, so you assume what it means is you can easily point to something and comment on it and talk to it.
Okay. Now, I've been wondering about aggregators and learning about aggregators and asking people for information about aggregators, and all I've gotten back, all I've gotten back is requests for information about aggregators. Somebody needs to write the definitive article. Okay, but we need something that compares them because it's not one size fits all. Different people with different needs and different styles will want to use different ones. Now, as part of your project to give user recommendations to the people designing the next generation of aggregators, wouldn't a logical place to start would be a review of what's out there now and what's good and what's bad about the
value? That would be time out. I want to respond. That would be incredibly valuable. Yeah. Not just valuable. That would be 10 times more valuable than what I'm talking about.
Lots of people want it.
That's where you have to begin.
Right. Yeah. Because if you want our sentimental
you only have really have two options on plus X, or the 50 and then the
other
stuff.
You don't like radio?
Radio
right
now.
Radio
on all this stuff.
But it's not a dedicated, we're talking about dedicated aggregators?
Why? Why do you only do it? What do you mean by dedicated aggregators?
I always prefer that the contact could be discussed.
Now, if you could do that, you know what? The one thing, you can do a list of aggregators that you can do. Okay? You're not going to have any artificial ways about what you can do. Because you know what? Those aren't, in my opinion, and I have a lot of experience with this. I think those guys do it wrong. I think they all do it wrong. I think the radio is the only aggregator and its clones to do it right.
And I think there might be people who would buy radio and start a blog and never update it just in order to use the aggregator that's built into it. You could hear about it that way.
You know, we've always complained about how, you know, Ted Koppel and Bill Blitzer don't play fair. We don't think they're enough for a few, so I'm ready to write a piece of stuff, and I think it's got trashed up on Twitter. You know, the guy basically said, I absolutely know I put a shade on somebody, and I didn't. You know? And the thing is, we always congratulate ourselves that we're so much better, but if we were to get power, we would be 10 times worse. Okay, and we got to clean up this shit. We got to start getting really good. So you can't have an opinion about, you know, you can't at one point complain, I can't. IBM is trying to sweep us off the planet, and at the same time, you need to say, you know? You have to include everybody, and it can't be
any argument about it. Okay? Everybody has a right to participate, and you can really try to do it. It's like Matthew's a government problem, right? Everybody's always telling you you want to do it. That's bullshit. You use whatever computer you want to use. And if anybody has a problem, that's their problem. We need to get, you know what, you want to come up one level from this? Why do we need to set up other companies? This is what we stand for, and we're not going to start any bullshit.
I think that's really necessary.
You have a right to use whatever you want to use. That would be a very basic thing. But nobody has a right to do it. And if you see somebody help attack somebody else, it's much easier for you to step in than it is for that person to defend himself. Seek that opportunity. It's the first thing you need to attack the person. That's how it works. That's another one. There might be plenty of those. You know, we're upgrading our whole consciousness. We really want to take this seriously.
And to differentiate ourselves from them. Because
yes,
that's one of the things everybody seems to be overlooking. You know that the Bush people are looking at what the Dean people are doing too, and they're going to have a blogging movement.
Well, they, you know,
they're working on it.
And you want to know something? If our blogging movement is so good, we're not going to be able to say ours is better than theirs.
Right. Right. Not unless we have principles and can show that we have principles and stick to them.
Should we make that a goal for this project? Right? Well, let's come out the other end of this with all these things we talked about. Let's start out basically so we've got a set of principles. So we know when, like, I had like 3 to 4 years ago, well, on this day, I just read this day, 2 basic things about integrity. What we need to do is to throw that word around so much. I think we've always talked about integrity. It's not like I know what I see it. This is what it is, okay? Is that never knowingly say something is false. In other words, it's okay to say something is false. Because everybody does that. You never know. But if you know it's false and you say it, then you screwed up. That's the first time I've ever heard it. That was actually a key moment.
Oh, no,
sorry.
Right now, that's our main interest.
That's right.
Michael at DalbertDude.com.
This is an unusual Thursday, I thought.
It's library.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Michael, Andrew, Bob, and I are trying to work on a part three for the interest of water pass. So we can use water on other support if you guys have some questions. I feel like it's really awesome. We've got a list on the first thing we've blocked already.
Why don't we talk about this during the meeting? Why don't we stop for a minute?
Well, it was on the agenda.
What? It was on the agenda. Stand up, everybody. I think a lot of people must be just like you.
Oh, those creaky old bones.
I've been sitting on the floor because of you. Oh, that makes me
right. That's Jessica. Hey there.
Okay, so Michael, Bob, Andrew, and I are get up over to introduction to Red classes at MIT in the last couple of weeks, and we're trying to figure out a second part to that. Most of the class is pretty much introduce people to the concept of drug logging and got them set up with their blogs, and then we kind of said, okay, you can blog back. Class is over. So, we're looking for suggestions from the bottom of the server and things that we should cover, things that you guys have helped us with. We've already got a long list on the working group community blog. If you guys want to look at that and see if there's any connection to the audience, let us know if there's any problems that we need to do and what you guys want to talk about.
And we'll also put up a short list of what we already covered in the first one so you know where we're starting from.
Why don't you start
with that?
No, we already have one called Berkman Thursday.
As a separate point, there's certainly, I think, there could be a lot of value in running the intro, continuing to run the intro class.
Great.
Because,
you want to do it every Saturday?
No, I was thinking every other week, so that each month is one part one and one part two. Every 2 weeks we'll have a session.
I'm not mocking you, I'm being very strict. I think it's a great idea. She's bright, she's interesting, she writes very good.
What's your email address?
She's perfect.
Okay.
We're going to do a brainstorm session that we're just at some point. I'll answer your question there for sure. Nobody else steps up.
Good night, everybody.
Who's
it? Same thing. Oh. Shut down the
webcast. Yeah, that was really great. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm the second in the series. Actually, the third, because Rick showed off his stuff, and Jay showed off, so I hope we got other people to follow.
Yeah, this brings us to the process. I have a very similar process with different tools.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
I've created all these glossary entries and scripts.
So you know what it's going to look like. Yeah, it's a beautiful program.
Yeah. Like you, I thought I was the only person scrolling these on Google. No. Of course, everybody must be doing this. I'm not nearly so concerned about
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think there's strength in numbers, too. It would be difficult if they were going to